hard organic material. I have my failures.
Guess who?
Damn it. Sorry about that, folks. Technical difficulties.
That's what happens all the time in professional radio.
Let's see. Who do we have out there tonight, huh? The usual band of teenage malcontents? I certainly hope so, because Art Harry is feeling kind of rude tonight. And now, all my horny listeners, get one hand free, because... yes, the Eat Me, Beat Me lady is back. Come in. Every night you enter me like a criminal. You break into my brain, but you're no ordinary criminal. You put your feet up.
You pop a Pepsi.
You start to party. You turn up my stereo.
Songs I've never heard, but I move anyway.
You get me crazy. I say do it.
Don't care what, just do it.
Jam me, jack me, push me, pull me, talk hard.
I like that. Talk hard. I like the idea that a voice can just go somewhere
uninvited. Just kind of hang out, like a dirty thought in a nice clean mind.
Maybe a thought is like a virus, you know, it can kill all the healthy thoughts and just take over.
That would be serious.
That would be totally serious.
I know that all of my horny listeners would love it if I would call up the Eat Me, Beat Me lady, but no! Because she never encloses her number.
Always the same red paper.
Same beautiful black writing. She's probably a lot like me. Legend in her own mind. But you know what? I bet in real life she's probably not that wild. I bet she's kind of shy, like so many of us, briskly walking the halls. Pretending to be late for some class, pretending to be distracted.
Hey, poetry lady, are you really this cool?
You out there? You listening?
I feel like I know you, and yet...
we'll never meet.
So be it.
Well, here's a song for my close personal buddies back east, Beastie Boys. This is a song that was so controversial they couldn't put it on their first album.
Shot homeboy in his fucking face.
The rap king of Arizona. I don't know. Drugs are out. Sex is out. Politics are out. Everything is on hold. I mean, we definitely need something new. Just keep waiting for some new voice to come out of somewhere and just say, hey.
Wait a second. What is wrong with this picture? Just take a look around.
Well, maybe this is the answer to everything.
Wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Dear Hard Harry, do you think I should kill myself? Great. Signed, I'm serious. And, of course, there is a number here. Well, look.
Hello, Sirius?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yep.
I guess what I'm asking is,
how serious are you?
Well, how are you gonna do it?
I'm gonna blow my fucking head off.
Oh. Well, do you have a gun?
No, I'm gonna use my finger genius.
All right, so, where is this gonna take place, huh?
Right here.
Well, where is this alleged gun, huh? Do you have it with you?
Did you at least write a note?
I mean, you have a reason, don't you? I mean, you're not gonna be one of those people who kills themselves and nobody has any idea why they did it, huh?
That's why we need a note, pal.
I'm all alone.
Oh, hey, look, maybe it's okay to be alone sometimes. I mean,
well, everybody's alone.
You're not.
I didn't talk to one person today, not counting teachers.
I sit alone every day, you know?
Just in the stairwell, eating my lunch, reading a book.
What about you?
I hate that. Now I'm depressed. Now I feel like killing myself, but luckily I'm too depressed to bother.
Great. He's got the phone off the hook now. Rejected again. That's okay, I'm used to it. Terminal loneliness.
People always think they know who a person is, but they're always wrong.
Parents have no idea. His mind had me tested because I sit
alone in my room all day, naked, wearing only a cock ring. It really bugs me. Everyone thinks they know how a person should be. Who cares how I should be, you know? I mean, in real life, I could be that anonymous nerd sitting across from you in chem lab.
Staring at you so hard. And when you turn around,
he tries to smile. The smile just comes out all wrong. And you just think how pathetic. And he just looks away. Never looks back at you again. Now, hey, who cares, huh? That's my motto. Well, sleep tight, Cheryl. Sleep tight, Miss Refinements. Sleep tight, Poetry Lady. Sleep tight, Mr. Sirius. Maybe you'll feel better tomorrow.
It's time. spirit. So deep down
from everywhere to take the challenge.
Great balls of fire.
My eyes adored you.
That's it.
Do that to me one more time.
Yeah.
It's nice tonight.
Yes, ma'am. And if they can name it, they can claim it.
Road 66.
You'll see Amarillo gallop through.
tomorrow. Good morning, sinner. No, that wasn't your radio sets on the blink again.
See, I never planned it like this. My dumb dad got me this shortwave radio set so I could just speak to my friends back east. But I couldn't reach anybody.
So I just thought I was talking to nobody.
I imagine nobody listening. Maybe I imagine that one person out there. Anyway.
One day I woke up and I realized I was never going to be normal. So I said, fuck it. I said, so be it. And Happy Harry Hardon was born.
But I never meant to hurt anyone. Honestly, I never meant to hurt anyone. I'm sorry, Malcolm.
I never said, don't do it. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
That's it. Show's over. I'm done. Stick a fork in me.
It's been grand.
This is Hard Harry saying sayonara.
Over and out.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with the fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows the boat is sinking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like the mama or the dog just died. Everybody's hands are in their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody
about some kid did something stupid. Something desperate.
What possessed him? How could he do such a terrible thing?
Well, come here. It's really quite simple, actually. Consider the life of a teenager. Huh? You have parents and teachers telling you what to do. You have movies, magazines, and TV telling you what to do, but you know what you have to do. Huh? Your job, your purpose, is to get accepted, get a cute girlfriend, to think up something great to do for the rest of your life.
What if you're confused and can't imagine a career? What if you're funny looking and you can't get a girlfriend?
You see, no one wants to hear it. But the terrible secret is that being young is sometimes less fun than being dead.
Suicide is wrong, but the interesting thing about it
is how uncomplicated it seems. You know? There you are, you got all these problems swarming around in your brain, and here is one simple, one incredibly simple solution.
I'm just surprised it doesn't happen every day around here.
Now they're going to say I said offing yourself is simple. But no, it's not simple. It's like everything else, you have to read the fine print.
For instance, assuming that there is a heaven,
who would ever want to go there? You know? I mean, think about it. It's cool, you know, you're sitting there up on this cloud. It's nice, you know, it's quiet. There's no
teachers, there's no parents. But guess what?
There's nothing to do. Fucking boring.
Another thing to remember about suicide is
it is not a pretty picture. And first of all, you shit your shorts, you know? So there you are, dead.
people are weeping over you, crying. Girls you never spoke to are saying, why? And you have a load in your shorts.
That's the way I see it. Sue me. Now, they're saying I shouldn't think stuff like this. You know, they're saying
something is wrong with me, that I should be ashamed. Well, I'm sick of being ashamed.
May aren't you?
I don't mind being dejected and rejected, but I'm not going to be ashamed about it.
Hallelujah.
At least pain is real.
You look around and you see nothing is real,
but at least pain is real.
You know, even the show isn't real. This isn't me. I'm using a voice disguiser. I'm a phony fuck just like my dad. Just like anybody. You see, the real me is just as worried as the rest of you.
They say I'm disturbed. Of course I'm disturbed. I mean, we're all disturbed, and if we're not, why not? I mean,
doesn't this blend of blindness and blandness want to make you do something crazy? Then why not do something crazy? It makes a hell of a lot more sense than blowing your fucking brains out.
You know, go nuts, go crazy, get creative. You got problems? You just chuck them, nuke them.
They think you're moody? Make them think you're crazy.
Make them think you might snap.
They think you got attitude, you show them some real attitude.
Ah, I mean, go nuts!
Get crazy! Hey! No more Mr. Nice Guy! Ah! Oh, God! Ah! Ah! God! Yeah! Ah! Ah!
Hi, it's me. You're on the air. Are you willing to tell my listeners
what you told me here in this letter? I think they're ready to handle it.
I'm not ashamed.
So tell us what happened.
This guy I knew, he invited me up
to the ridge, and I wasn't really sure why, but
I was really happy because he's pretty cool. He's an athlete and everything.
First of all, when was this, and how old are you?
Just before school.
I'm 16.
Go ahead.
So we get up there. We take off our shirts.
And we start fooling around. And then
I sort of told him how much I liked him. He just smiled and said he knew it.
Then he says, why don't we take our pants off and get a tan?
So I did it. But he stalled.
Go ahead.
And then two of his friends showed up, and they were drinking beer and laughing. And they took my clothes and threw them up in the trees.
I didn't know what to do. I started to cry, but they just laughed at me, so I stopped. And then they started calling me things. But I don't even care about that.
I mean, I know I'm into guys, but
this was different.
What did you do?
Everything. Everything they told me.
Now he won't even talk to me. He won't even look at me. I'm pretty confused.
Confused? You're not the one who's confused. You sound like you know exactly what's going on. If anyone's confused, it's those guys out there.
I know, but
I think about them a lot.
Sometimes I wonder why one person is born
one way, and another person is born another way. Are you there?
Yeah, yes.
So I guess you think I'm a faggot wimp, right?
No. I'm just thinking how strong people can be. And how
everyone is alike in some way.
And how everyone needs the same things.
So what are we gonna
do about all this?
I don't know. That's the big question, isn't it, huh?
I guess nobody knows, huh?
Well, that's tough.
I gotta go.
See ya.
I guess we all gotta go now. Good night, pal. Good night, friends.
watch out if you got long black hair.
You come from behind, you go out of your mind.
You better not go, you never know what you'll find.
You're looking inside, don't be surprised
if you don't know what's going on behind his disguise.
Nobody knows where Buster goes.
He'll steal your woman out from under your nose.
Does anyone know the way to hear someone say,
we just haven't got a clue what to do?
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way. Around. They're running about.
Don't know if they'll ever be able to block Buster out.
He's gotta be caught. He's gotta be taught.
Cause he is more evil than anyone here ever thought.
Does anyone know the way to be hear someone say?
We just have got to.
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way. Someone say,
we just haven't got a clue what to do.
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way
to Blockbuster.
So strong, then you fight away. The sun will blind my eyes. I love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I watch you for a while. You are a vapor trail.
your last goddamn chance.
Kill him!
Take me!
Jackson, Wax and Wayne, Man and Jim, Pizza and Dips, Long and Strings, The Denizens, Taylor Griffin.
Nice to see you all in the digital salon out there. This is a little intro here to quickly say hello and set the scene. I do enjoy when I get to have a guest like Arvo Zylo take over for the week, because it really gives me a chance to relax. So I'm going to sit back here with the local paper and, oh no, the news. And second thought, I think I'll just listen to the radio with y'all. but it's nice to see Imaginos and Arvo Zylo hanging out in the digital salon. I'm sure there's other folks that are out there as well, getting ready for tonight's extravaganza. So why don't we just get into it? It's another one of those stereograms by Arvo Zylo. I'll be hanging out in the digital salon, and Yeah, I might pop back in a little bit around hour two before we get into the third hour just to say hi and stuff. It's Mid-Valley Mutations here on Sheena's Jungle Room at WFMU. And every so often, it sounds like this.
Meanwhile,
the cosmos, countless worlds upon worlds, worlds without end. In these galaxies, every possible reality exists. And what is reality on any one world is mere fantasy on all others. Here, all is real. And all is illusion. What is, what was, and what will be start here with the words, "In the beginning there was..."
You are listening to...
Mid-Valley...
Mid-Valley... Citations... Mutations...
On Sheena's Jungle Room...
Mid-Valley...
Stereogram number 12. Prelude to a Folly.
With Arvo Zilo.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
Please be advised. Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded to enhance your listening experience. Thank you.
Cotzer Neru.
smrt života moga nosi miris teža i srce dva.